She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 161 with yours truly, another solo cast talking about is the universe testing you and how to rewire your thinking to achieve what you want.
Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
Happy Thursday! My gosh, when this will air, it will be June 1st. I can not believe that we are already in June. This is crazy. This solo cast is a bit of different things that I'm sharing that are going on in my life, and we can look at it as a state of the union. So all the things from personal to business to a new routine, some things that I really want to share with you guys that have happened, just new perspective and experiences that maybe I feel compelled to share because I think that they will offer insight and may pique your curiosity as well and help you on your journey. So I think I'll start with some of the personal things that have been going on because that's not going to take up too much time, and I really want to hit on a few key points on the back end. But a few weeks ago in the last solo cast, I have talked about Reiki and acupuncture, and it was just becoming more energy conscious and the energy and the frequency that I'm radiating at, if you will. I've heard people say this before and I've become more aware of it. And this is also, I've become more aware and thinking about what frequency are you radiating at? What level? Are you on a low frequency or a high frequency? And things that impact this level of frequency is our attitude, is our energy, the way we look at life, our thoughts, our emotional highs and lows. All impact the frequency of our energy, and dependent upon the frequency dictates what comes into our life and what we can receive and if we're open to receiving. And that really made me think of trying out Reiki for the first time because I had heard about it, but I wasn't fully committed to wanting to do it. Part of it is because it is an investment. It's not cheap. It is a good chunk of money. But I always knew like that. I always felt like there was this like last 5-10% that I needed to work through in order to reach a new level. And everyone, when you do Reiki or whoever you do Reiki with, it varies from person to person. My healer, if you will, I think that's what I'm going to call her. We had a conversation. This was all done via Skype. We had a 20-25 minute conversation. We talked about the things that I wanted to release, then did a mini meditation, or they call it cord cutting. And so you visualize all of these things in your life that you want to basically cut out, and there is some prayer in it. And then after the cord cutting, there's a 20 minute meditation. And then afterwards we got back together. She was still on Skype the entire time while I was going through the meditation. And it was what I saw visually during the meditation, I will tell you, it was very clear as day that I was like, whoa, I've never seen, like when people talk about how they have visions, I was like, I think I'm having a vision right now. And I could point out and be able to decipher exactly who was in this vision, what was happening. And we talked about that, and it lasted about an hour and a half. And then the 28 days after you go through a session, because you're really vulnerable to like energy and being exposed to that, is when you're hyper aware and you had to do what you need to do. So again, every Reiki is different. Then I did that on a Thursday. Then Friday, I went to acupuncture for the first time. If you've never gotten acupuncture, it's different for everyone. But I went to someone who sister is a friend of my sister's. Wait, No, I didn't say that right. Who is a sister of my friend. Yes, there we go. And it was the first time, and I was laying face down, and you can also do it face up, but there she was, Dr. Amy Wolf. She's in Chicago, but she would like put the needle in my back, and my muscles were so tightly bound that my like she would put it in my right back, and then my left leg would shake, or I would kick it kind of as a knee-jerk reaction. And then you lie there for 20 minutes just relaxing. And when I got up, I was such in a like meditative state, and I was giggly and laughing. And the goal for acupuncture is different for everyone. People, it's traditional Chinese medicine, and so it's about moving energy through your body. And I, again, wanted to do these things that would fine-tune and release the energy. And that was 2 weeks ago. And last week, it was also the first week of my new routine, but also having like gone through Reiki and acupuncture, I felt a totally different person. I was so productive. I had a new routine. I was going into a friend's office because I'm testing out whether or not an office is something that I want to invest in, and just testing out that new routine. And it was completely like it has shifted. So that's a little bit on the personal front, but I still think like that stuff is really interesting. So if anyone's interested in that, like try acupuncture. Again, research, do your research with Reiki. It's a very energy sensitive thing. Not everyone, everyone gets excited about it or sees value or whatnot, but I definitely, my personal experience, it worked. I don't know if it's going to be something that is going to be like a monthly thing, or it might be a quarterly thing, or it might just be like half a year as like a tune-up and a check-in to like clear things out so I can serve myself better and then serve the people around me, such as like She Did It Her Way podcast, or my family and friends, better as well. So now I want to transition over to some things that I've written down, especially with the podcast. And I've been blogging more consistently. I've been working in more of serving up content. I did my first Facebook Live video last Friday, which was a lot of fun. And the goal is to continue doing the 5-minute Friday every Friday. But going back to the leaving your job, if you are someone who's listening, or even if you guys are all listening, but if you're tuning in and you are at your desk, or you might be working from home, whatever you're doing it and you're doing work for someone else and you're wondering what the heck are you doing. I think in any journey, and this really hit home for me when I started reading the You Are a Badass book, which I spent last weekend along the beach reading it because I was trying to recover from a cold. So I got about 100 pages in, and there was a point that I was like, oh my gosh, this is a real thing. Like, yes, this happens, because, and I've been saying this, and now the author of the book has been saying it too, is that the universe, anytime you try to ascend from one level of consciousness to a higher level of consciousness, will try to beat you down. It's just how it works. And years ago, during my transition from corporate to entrepreneurship, I was like, okay, I have this theory, but I think I'm crazy. And now after reading that book, I know I'm not crazy. But it's that, yes, the universe will test you. So a couple examples, and just being aware, like once you make the decision that you want to leave, or the energy senses that you are starting to rumble things up, it will test you. So when I was at Target, and some of you may have heard this before, but I had decided that I was leaving, but in the time I was at Target for a total of 13 months, probably at about month 11 or 12, I had referred someone to become an executive team leader, which is exactly what I was doing. And the irony of it is some people might say, like, you didn't like your job that much. Why would you refer someone? Well, she wanted to get a job in this in Des Moines, because that's where her fiance at the time, now husband, was located. And I believed at the time she was a really good fit. And she was. But because I referred someone and they hired her, if I would have waited a month after she stayed on, I could have gotten $1,000 like $1,000 gift card to Target. But I, at that time, like, and I hadn't put in my 2 weeks yet, but I was like, no, I'm over this. This is done. Like, you know, you just have to draw a line in the sand to say like, know what you want, and the universe will test you. And saying no in that, that's one small, to back it up even earlier before that, this is such a weird side thing too, is that it was April 2012, and I was still fast forward. Okay, so that Target example happened, but then and then that was in 2011. Then I went to work for Wells Fargo, and then fast forward a year, April 2012, I had injured my knee in playing indoor soccer. Within the same week, my car, I had a Jeep Liberty at the time, and the entire shifter went out, which, like, it was terrible. It was $1,000 fix, and I was anticipating using my, like, tax return money to go out of the country to Europe with a friend of mine for the first time ever. And so all these the things happened, the knee thing happened, the $1,000 expense happened. I was getting ready to go out of the country, and I remember after those two things happened and I like came home and I was so emotionally drained and like frustrated with it. I like threw my stuff down and I was like, you're not, I mean, people would have thought I was crazy, but I got home to my apartment. I was by myself because my roommate wasn't home at the time. And I just like stood there and I like pointed and I'm like, whatever this energy is, you're not going to bring me down. I'm going to achieve my dreams. Like, what, fine, my knee, like this happened, but I will rise above it. It will get better. $1,000 for my Jeep thing. Like, yes, it sucks, but let's figure it out. You're not going to like hold me down. And then I went off to Europe, and that was a blast. And I think sometimes we have to like speak out into the energy and the universe and say what's up and like demand what we want. And this like not this energy that doesn't serve us, that tries to hold us down when we try to go after what we want, like we have to just stand up to it sometimes. And then the third time especially was when I was working at Wells Fargo, and it was around the same time, I guess, maybe like right after I got back from Europe, I was offered, they were hiring full-time recruiters. Because at the time, the whole time when I worked at Wells Fargo, I was an interim recruiter. I was actually staffed by a third-party company. I never actually worked for Wells Fargo. I worked on behalf of Wells Fargo. And so they were hiring full-time recruiters. And my boss, who was amazing, was like, we're opening these up. Just want to let you know, like, if you apply, you'll most likely get it. And it was awesome. Like, it was a salary increase. You got benefits, like, all these amazing things that it was pretty cool. I was like, okay, yeah. Like, I knew I would have it. But I also knew that's not what I wanted to do. And I didn't know exactly what was a guarantee or what was going to happen in the next few months based on previous conversations about consulting and going off on my own. Nothing was guaranteed, but I knew with the HR position, I was like, that's not what I want. And my intuition is telling me, like, you have to say no and you have to go forward. And so those are just three examples of where the universe will test you. And even I'm getting tested right now personally in my experience with I have an opportunity or had an opportunity to take on a pretty confirmed, lucrative, consistent consulting gig that would have me traveling, but I would be on the road every single week. And then now it's like, if I do that, it's less time that I can focus on She Did It Her Way. And I know deep down that doing She Did It Her Way is where I need to be, and I can find other sources of income and support in the time that I continue to build what I'm building right now. And so no matter, the testing never goes away, because what we always want to do is ascend to a higher level of consciousness, and that's part of it. But really being aware and being keen and being aware of when those happen and being very purposeful with the actions and the decisions that we decide to take in our lives, whether it is if you're leaving your job or you're doing something that you want to do, it's just being super aware to that. And I really learned in the beginning years ago and even now is that like faith is believing in the unseen and willing to act upon the unseen, which is not always easy. It's practicing that habit and that muscle to be able to get to where we are and knowing and trusting that everything will work out. Another thing when it comes to making decisions and tying in the universe and being able to free, like resonate and have a higher level of frequency is also tying in the attitude and why it's important to have the right attitude to accomplishing goals, creating positive change, and getting things done. I know it sounds cliche, but with the right attitude, we can accomplish anything we want in life, and I mean anything. And having the right attitude can sometimes be easier said than done because our situation can change our attitude within a moment if we let it, but we can practice to continue choosing the right attitude. So one of the things that I've learned, and this is a Dale Carnegie principle from when I went through and used it in previous years, is that if there's four phases, if you will, of having the right attitude, it's a need, a want, a can, and a will. And to break it down, number one, for anything, having our mindset and attitude in the right place of getting things done, we have to see that thing that we want to get done as a need for ourselves. And then after every need, we can ask ourselves, well, why do I need this? So we can cement knowing that why behind what we do, which will drive us to succeed and give purpose to what we do. For example, like I need to sleep more. Well, why do I need to sleep more? Because it will lower my stress, make me more alert, and give me more energy. So that's the need. The second thing is we have to fulfill the want. We have to want to do something. We have to want to get more sleep. So again, the want and the need is really creating the environment and showing us why we might need more sleep or why we might need or want something else. You can insert whatever you want. And then the third thing, after we know that we need more sleep, we want more sleep, we have to believe that we can do something. So we have to thoroughly believe that we can accomplish whatever it is that we want. And again, I know this sounds simple, but believing that I can sleep more. So this is for someone if you're running on 6 hours of sleep and you're always tired and you know that you need to get more sleep. So you have the need and you want to get more sleep and you have to believe that you can get more sleep. So you have to believe that you can change your schedule in order to get more sleep. And then the last part is the I will do something. So this is the commitment to ourselves of committing to do that thing. So I will get more sleep. And this is where the planning and the action takes place. So again, it's I need, I want, I can, and I will. Another example of this is I look at running a marathon or choosing to eat healthier. Maybe we need to eat healthier and we ask ourselves why. Well, maybe one of my cholesterol metrics are out of place and I want to continue being healthy for my family. So we have that need and then we have to get ourselves in an environment and a mindset that we want to. And the really key also, the part of the can and believing that we can. So it's the belief in our mindset, believing that we can do something, and then the commitment of the will, I will do something, I will eat healthier. And that's when we start seeking out ways to educate, ways to plan, ways to inspire ourselves. Another example, and like anyone, like if you take the another, like if someone in your life is smoking or you like there's, or no, even take this for example, like if I want my, okay, I preface this, my fiance does do the dishes. He is amazing. But like if I want him to do something, and I find that like there's a lot of times where we as women want our spouses to want to do something, or we want them to clean, or we want them to do these things. Well, they don't necessarily see it. So if they don't want to do it, they're probably not going to do it. Some people know that they need to do things. They need to execute on their business. They need to leave their job. But like the question after saying like, yes, I know I need to do this, but like, do I want to do it, right? Like if that want is not there, there's things that we can do not only for ourselves, but for other people to create an environment that makes someone want to do something. And then the third, again, going back, like we have to get in the mindset to believe that we in fact can do that. So you might know that you need to quit your job because you're overworked, you're unfulfilled. You want to quit your job because you're overworked, unfulfilled, and know there's something else. But then now it becomes a question, do you believe that you can quit your job, start your business? And so finding out which part of that process, pick the one thing that you want to accomplish,
work yourself through the need, the want, the can, and the will, and figure out where you get stuck. And depending upon where you get stuck, there's going to be different things. So again, if you get stuck that you don't want to do it, most likely if you don't have the internal drive to do it, there's not a whole lot anyone else outside influences can do. That's an internal thing. You have to figure out what you can do. If you get stuck at the, well, I need to and I want to do this, but I don't know if I can believe it, then it's seeking out different things to be able to change your mindset and your beliefs that allow you to be able to do it. Also with the can is, once you go through all four phases, need, want, can, and will, and you start implementing, you start practicing, so go back to the eating healthy, let's say one day you fall off the bandwagon. What happens is that when you fall off the bandwagon and you don't actually execute on what you committed to do, our ego likes to come in and tell you you're not good enough, tell us we're not good enough because you messed up, I messed up, we messed up, we didn't fulfill our end of the bargain, we're not eating healthy. And then that's where that negative self-talk comes in. So once, just be, I'm telling you this because you have to be aware of that and know that that might be something that creeps in, but you can't listen to it. You got to let it go. You got to be easy on yourself and you got to say, that's fine. Maybe I fell off the bandwagon today, but there's always tomorrow and there's always right now. I can make a better decision right here and right now that can move me closer to what it is that I've previously committed to. And those four phases, the continuous cycle of improvement, is something that I use quite often to really determine like how committed am I? Is this something that I want to do? And I go through those four phases. And if I can't fulfill those, especially if I don't want to, then I'm like, maybe I'm not as committed. If it's I don't know if I can do it, then it's me needing to seek out resources and actually testing to see if it's something that I can do and then staying committed to it. And that's a matter of scheduling and accountability. Wow. So I got really excited on that part because I think that is a really great mindset shift that we can use, especially in everyday life, whether it's in business or if we are working with in a company or even our spouses and friends. And just remember that your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. That is Zig Ziglar. So again, your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. That I leave you, my friends, go into the rest of the week, into the month of June, kicking ass. Don't forget to check out the blog post yesterday talking everything about a bridge job, which is a bridge job might actually help you get from where you're at now and to starting your own business. So you can check that out on the blog. And that is all I have for you guys. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you again next Monday.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? Head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.